Hi, this is Davy Jones, and you're tuned in to Anything Goes with Lise Avery on this terrific radio station.
Alrighty, you guys, as I've promised you, I've got David waiting to talk to you. And of course, in 1967, the Monkees had more record sales than the Beatles and the Rolling Stones combined. And Davy Jones is going to be at Bergen Pack this Friday, October 26th at 8 o'clock, performing songs of the Monkees and some new material. Of course, the hits we've been playing all morning here on Anything Goes include I'm a Believer, Last Train to Clarksville, Daydream Believer, Pleasant Valley Sunday, Mary Mary, Valerie, and so many more. And we are pleased to welcome Davy Jones to Anything Goes. Good morning, David.
I was just listening to that little ditty there from Harry Nilsson.
Ah, yes.
A little quick story there. Was that when I first heard the song and I got the album, I was so overwhelmed by Harry and his amazing songwriting that I took it over to England, gave it to a guy I knew, Jonathan King, who gave it to John Lennon.
No way.
John Lennon and Harry became great friends after that, so, and basically hung out together back in the early 70s, and quite a pair around town they were, I might add.
Oh, no.
I obviously was babysitting at the time, but...
you were the catalyst for something big, though, and something important.
I'll say, you know, I mean, what a great loss that was, you know, for, well, both of those gentlemen, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how's everything up there in Jersey?
In Jersey. We're doing okay in Jersey. You're going to find out in a sort of very personal way on Friday, are you not, David?
Yes, I am. I'm looking forward, you know, yeah, we've been doing some concerts here and there, and a couple of weekends ago, I was up in Michigan. I sang with a Michigan symphony. That was kind of cool.
Oh, that sounds great. Like
yeah,
a whole symphony orchestra?
Yeah, 60-piece orchestra. It was great fun. And my band sat in, and we played all the songs that you just mentioned. I think that not the Mike Nesmith Mary Mary one, but we did all the rest of them. And absolutely great experience, you know. Winding down towards the end of the year, I think we're going to go out and do a couple of... a couple of Christmas ones, too. I'm not quite sure. I've never really done... I mean, I have a Christmas album, but...
Christmas Jones, right?
Yeah. Check it out at davyjones.net. You can... davyjones.net.
Excellent.
You can,
excellent.
See
excellent.
All that propaganda and stuff on there. But, hey, it's been a while since we were together.
Yes, it has been. How
we
are
fun,
you?
We had fun, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
We made each other laugh, that's for sure.
Well, I have a feeling you have that effect on just about everybody.
Well, you know, you can't take it seriously. I mean, we get out there and, you know, it's kind of crazy and... You know, it's 40 years since the Monkees were together, so that's crazy in itself, isn't it, really? I was 9 years old when I started that show.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Well, you and I are in the same business, only in that we're just trying to make people smile, you know? Just trying to make people feel good.
I think music mingles souls, and I think when I now talk to people about the Monkees and all those many years ago we were doing it, you know, not a lot has changed. A good song holds, you know, and stands the test of time, you know? I think, you know, with those amazing songwriters, you know, like Pleasant Valley Sunday, Carole King, and I'm a Believer, you know, Neil Diamond, and Last Train to Clarksville, Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart. You know, they went, Tommy and Bobby, I think they wrote the theme to Days of Our Lives and a few other classic hits that you wouldn't even associate with them. But it was such a great, great combination. I was watching a program, actually, a couple of days ago. It was Shania Twain was talking about Mutt Lang, one of the great producers of all time. You know, he did Def Leppard, and he did a number of other great bands, you know, during the 70s, 80s, and he hooked up with her, and he really put her career into a different dimension. Jeff Barry was a great producer for the Monkees, too. He produced Neil Diamond's, a few of his hits, and a few of his albums. So it's a combination of putting people together, you know, that are going to, you know, do the business, and obviously it's a tough game. You know, it's like a minefield show business. So
oh, absolutely!
You really got to be with the right, you know, in the right company. Great songs are developed, you know, sometimes in the studio. You know, and if you've got the right producers and the people that believe in you, then you can take it to that next step. So we'll see.
Well, before we go any further, I want to let people know how they can join you and me. I'm going to be there, throwing things at you at the Bergen Pack. Just flowers and things.
At, oh, good. Yeah, I was going to say, we don't want to be we don't want to go any farther than that. In some way, Mickey Dolan said they used to, in the old days, they used to throw panties, and now they're throwing Depends.
The number for the show, if you'd like to call Bergen Pack and get your tickets to see Davey, is 201-816-8160, 201-816-8160, and it's Friday, October 26th at 8 o'clock. And if you'd like to call David at home, that number is... What happened to your cell phone, David? I heard that something tragic happened.
I went in the ocean. I'm in Florida, you see. And I was in the ocean yesterday.
Oh, you lucky thing.
And I just forgot to take the cell phone out of the pocket, you know what I mean? So, and I got it's finished. It's all done. I do this about every 2 weeks. I lose or break or leave it somewhere, whatever, and I start trying to call it, and I realize it's in the barn or something like that, you know? Because, you know, I've always been a horseman, so.
Yes, I was.
And then last time I lost it in the barn underneath the hay. I don't know, really. It slipped out of my pocket. And I, you know, those cell phones are really, they're for convenience. I hate those people walking along talking to the, you know, to the sky, you know, because they've got something in their ear and they're, you know, I mean, I think it should be for a private thing, you know, where you just use it for your own convenience and not for everybody else's. So I'm sort of all right without it, and I only thought I got it because of to be able to be keep in contact with the family, you know, four daughters, all girls, you know. So.
Absolutely.
And I'm a grandfather again. Can you believe
congratulations.
That? Congratulations.
I'm too young. Oh, yes, well, that's true.
I'm too young. That's the third one, two boys and a girl now. So
wow.
We've got little Lauren. She's been born about... 2 weeks now.
Wow.
Lauren, L-A-U-R-E-N, Lauren. Lauren D. D, just the letter D. D for David, D for Dorothy. His, my son-in-law's mother, Dorothy. And then Dixie was my ex-wife's mother. And Deborah was my niece. And goodness gracious, what an interesting thing. Hey, so we're all involved. So
that's neat.
Lauren D. McFadden.
McFadden, even.
McFadden, yes. Scottish. There you go.
Very, very nice. Congratulations. Now, the last time I spoke to you, your home in Florida had actually been damaged by the storms. Have you fully recovered down
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I said, it's about the roof. He said, I want one. it's interesting sitting in your living room looking at the stars.
You know, if you could, and you're tuned into Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery. We're talking to Davey Jones of the Monkees. He's going to be at Bergen Pack this Friday, the 26th, at 8 o'clock. So, speaking of sort of being able to look at the skies, what's up with the with your horses, Davey?
Well, not a lot. You know, it's kind of it's something, it's a pastime. You know, I make a joke and say I've got a 10-year-old car and 2-year-old racehorses. But, you know, it's just something that I do. You know, I think, really, if other people that were in the biz that kind of get a lot of coverage these days, if they had an outlet such as that, you know, instead of just like, you know, clubbing it till 3 a.m. I call them baby boys and baby girls, you know.
Yeah.
And it's such a responsibility. You don't ask for that, you know, when you get into the game, but you know, it seems that everybody's got their eyes on you, and you become an example, you know.
Yeah.
When you get to be sort of popular, or when you become a celebrity, all of a sudden you get better looking, you get sort of, you know, more articulate, you get taller, some people do, and, you know, you get all these things that you're not, so it's a very hard thing to live up to. So I think the recreation with the horses, and having that as a sideline, you know, I'm not, like, out there on the golf course or anything like that, but I have been, you know, occasionally, you know, maybe just do the normal, regular, ordinary things, and the beach is really interesting to me right now. I've got a place down here in Florida, and, love to go swimming. It's the weather's lovely down here right now. We've had a lot of storms, and but you get used to that kind of thing, you know. It's sort of like preparing. You prepare for winter now, you know, as we got getting into fall, and you know, all of a sudden you start checking out those jackets up in Jersey to see where the sweaters are coming from, and you're starting to pack the rest away. So it's a case of preparation, you know.
Right.
I sort of, you know pretty much what the weather's going to be like down here. And then I go off, and I'm sort of rejuvenated to do my gigs. You know, as you say, you know, we're going to do the gig on Friday, and hopefully people will come out and enjoy, you know, sing along. That's what it's all about, you know, sharing the time.
Absolutely. And you're not just a monkey nowadays. You're a gorilla.
I know. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
No, but you'll have to explain that to everybody. What does that mean?
I have absolutely no idea about the stock market, okay?
Yes.
I have a friend down here, and he owns a company called Guerrilla Trades, and uh-huh. he... You know, you sort of like trade on the computer, on the internet yourself, which I think is a great idea because, you know, we don't want to be making all those fat cats in New York down there, you know. We don't want to be making them any more richer than they are, you know. They used to like sort of, you know, the stock market's such a gamble. You don't really know what's going on, and it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of weird. You know, I find it very, very misleading in a sense if I could just say that... You know, there's this little guy down in Alabama, you know, and he's sitting in front of his little house, and this broker comes along and says, "You want to buy that house?" And the guy says, "Yeah." He says, "Fine, I'll buy that house." So he gets his brokerage for a fee. The bank owns another property, so it turns this $375 billion company. Then one of these $10 million a year guys gets on the phone to Japan and says, "Would you like to buy into this company?" And the guy says, "Oh, so, yes." And so he's like, doesn't realize that part of that company is this little shack in Alabama.
Oh.
That's probably not worth anything what he's, you know, what they say it's worth. Everything's inflated, you know. It used to be when these guys made those big major mistakes, they'd be jumping out the windows, you know, but now they just get a $20 million handshake and off they go. So it's not something I understand, but it's something that I don't sort of endorse, other than the fact that you can do it yourself and get out when you want.
Okay.
So you're the one that's going to be trading, and you're the one that's going to have to speculate. But I think it's you get in the morning and you get out in the evening. And if you can make, 10 cents on the dollar... You just keep doing that. It's like gambling on horses. I don't necessarily bet to win. I maybe go show or place, second or third. Because you can't win all the time, and that's the same with the stock market. You know, I believe. Does that make any sense to you, Lisa?
It does. It absolutely does. So essentially you're telling me that you when people see you advertising Guerrilla, you're not saying go into the stock market if you don't really know what you're doing because it's really kind of unpredictable, but you know, if you want to, this might be a really good way to go.
Yeah, just do it, you know, generally. Don't go crazy, you know.
Yeah.
Don't spend any more than you can afford to lose.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like going gambling at a casino or something. I can't endorse that, you know. I mean,
yeah.
Please, by any stretch of anyone's imagination, do I know anything about the stock market. But I think if you play the game that way, then you have a better chance of winning. So just try to do it slowly, you know. Just don't try to go for the big, you know, the big, you know, prize. Just slowly chip away at that offering and try to make the right choices. You know, if you see something going on, like, I don't know, you know, you never know about car companies and such, but I remember I did back in maybe 5 or 6 years ago saying I don't dabble in the stock market because I know nothing about it. But when they came out with that new Volkswagen, I thought, wow, that's going to be something to sell.
Now
you know,
we have
in England, all of a sudden they had
portfolio.
The Peugeot that came from France, you know,
uh-huh.
And everybody was driving one. I went, wow. You
know,
it's sort of like, you know, if you can jump the gun and sort of think, well, that's a good, you know, thing. It's like Cisco Foods, you know, the people that service the airports, you know, with food and things like that, you know.
Yeah.
You know, look at that kind of stuff that's going to, you know, be continually. It's like owning a cleaners or a laundromat. People have to have their clothes cleaned, so.
Well, here's a sure thing. You're working on a new Sandra Boynton book.
Yes,
right.
I am.
Tell us about that. How did you get to know Sandra, and how did you end up voicing the book for her?
Well, it was basically my kids were the
grandkids.
Ones that knew about Sandra Boynton, because having little kids themselves, they've got the books in the library. And so basically what happens was Sandra contacted me and asked me to sing a song on one of her books, which was Personal Penguin. You just, actually, you get the book, and Personal Penguin, it's called, from any bookshop, I'm sure, and
uh-huh.
Inside you download the song that I sang. Well, she's also putting it out on it's called Blue Moon, which she's putting all the different people, you know, I think that Patti LaBelle, Flatty LaPone, and I think, you know, sort of like lots of different, Jerry Marsden from Jerry and the Pacemakers, and B.B. King, and, you know, lots of different artists that she's sort of enjoyed or been, you know, sort of, supportive of over the years. You know, she's done all these different books with these different people, and now she's putting this out all in one collection, and she writes so many great things, and
yeah.
You know, it's for kids, and so, you know, it's all above board, and it's all pretty
lovely.
Much a You know, my kid said, "Dad, not Sandra Boynton." I said, "Yeah." So, you know, it's not, as I say, it's not something that I knew anything about. But, you know, there's everybody writing a children's book these days. But I think she does it in a very special way. So
that's why
I got involved with that one.
Modern day classic. So, yeah, and yeah, you're going to be in the New York Metro to promote that as well at the end of the month.
I think it's in its second printing already, Blue Moon.
No
kidding.
I think
it's just come out and it's like in its second printing. So she knows what she's doing, you know. And if you put surround yourself, it's like being on stage. You know, it's no good being the only one up there that's any good. So, you know, that's why I surround myself with good musicians. I've got, you know, two pianos up there on Friday night, and a bass and a drum, and you know, we got a couple of horn players, and just to make it that much more special. And you surround yourself with good people, then the product is all that much, you know, more valuable. And I love my band are great. They're animated. They like to talk to me on stage, and we sort of try to put it across, so we're not sort of unapproachable, you know, very, very cash. We do the hits, and we do everything that I enjoy, too, you know. I throw in a couple of my own songs, not too many, because that gets a little bit misleading, and just stuff, you know. We go from swing music to country to a little bit of Monkees and, you know, a little rock and roll, so it all works. It makes for a nice evening, and usually say, if you enjoyed the show, please tell your friends, and if you don't like it, just tell them you saw David Cassidy, you know?
Come on, we shared David Cassidy tickets last week. He preceded you at Bergen Pack last week.
Oh, far out. So well, you know, now he sings I Think I Love Me, and Peter Noon singing Mrs. Brown, You Got a Lovely Walker.
Dave.
I think you've got... I mean, Abba's singing Denture Queen these days, and Tony Orlando's saying... Knock three times on the ceiling if you hear me fall. So it's all changed.
Well,
I'm the only guy that can run the marathon out of that crew, you know.
David, I need to plug your gig. Quiet
okay.
now. All right,
go
you can see David Jones.
And my mouth.
Davy Jones at Bergen Pack this coming Friday, October 26th at 8 o'clock. You can give them a call at 201-816-8160. I'll be there. David will be there. Lord knows what's going to happen because David's going to be there. You just might want to show up just to see what goes on at Bergen
Pack. I'm alive and well, and I'll be at the Bergen. So let's make a night of it, okay?
You're absolutely
alive. Bring the
kids,
bring your grandma. Davy knows your mother.
Well, David, take a swim in the ocean for me. I am jealous. You're going to go back to your ranch in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, I'll be there probably after the gig and just stay there for a little while. I've got horses in Kentucky right now, and we hope to bring them back down to Florida as soon as the weather breaks. And, you know, it's just a game. It's just fun. You know, as I say, I don't expect to make my fortune out of it. I just enjoy doing it. I just want to beat everybody. That's, you know.
I know.
That's about what it's
competitive
about
kind
races.
Of guy.
Yeah, you know, it's no matter what you are, you're into, you know. So, but come out and see us. Have a great time. We've got some great songs to sing. The band's good. We're alive and well and having a great time with life. So come and enjoy.
Well, I'll see you on Friday, David. Thanks for making the time to speak with us today. And,
no problem.
We will see you on Friday and talk to you again soon. That's for sure.
Okay, all the best.
Be well, my friend. Thanks so much.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Yeah, that was Davy Jones. He's going to be at Bergen Pack this coming Friday, the 26th of October. I'll be there. He'll be there. That's a scary combination.
Different than the way way she looked before. I call her back.
All right, you guys, who wants to join me at Bergen Pack to see David on Friday? We'll be pitching a trivia question and taking your calls in about 2 minutes. Here's the number you need, 201-692-2012. Davy Jones and stock tips from Davy Jones. No wonder we call this program Anything Goes.